we're going to play a scenario that was originally published in Spanish by 314 Games and then was translated to English. We're going to be using the English version, of course. And we got Chad, Max, and Steve playing tonight. So we're going to have a quick explanation of how are we going to play this game. So we're going to use some Cthulhu Dark with some house rules, just basically because of the simplicity of the system. And we're going to have a lot of flashbacks. So at that point, I will have to ask a few of the guys to put down the headphones so I can provide the proper flashback to each one of them. So yeah, let's head into the scenario.
Cthulhu Dark, of course, by the illustrious Graham Walmsley.
Correct. All right, so let's start with Ashton, Max.
Yep.
So I will have to ask Steve and Chad to put down their headsets, and I will let you know when you can come back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ashton, you wake up with pain in your skull. You don't know the bed that you're sleeping on. You look around, and from the terrible decor of and basic furniture, you will say you are in a low-rate hotel room. You get, you're almost fully dressed. Your full suit, jacket, tie, and shoes are missing. And the last thing you remember is that you were on a roadside restaurant when you had to stop for a bite to eat. And then you saw a guy in glasses, dark glasses. His face is kind of blurry on this memory, this flashback you're having. And he turned to you and asked you if you were from these parts. And you said no. You were actually traveling because you're a salesman. And you were traveling, moving on the highway. And he then turned to you and said, okay, I need a favor from you. And that's what you remember. So,
can you give me any better description than a guy with glasses?
No, it's so blurry. The memories, you don't have any memories right now of what happened other than your headache. And you are just on that bed. That's when you look around, that's what you see. You don't have a clear picture of the guy that was talking to you.
All right. And I'm missing my tie, my shoes, and my jacket.
Yes. But when you kind of sit on the bed, you cannot see them on the floor. Your shoes still have the laces. Also, you can tell by the light in the window that the sun already has been in the sky for a while, probably mid-morning. What do you do?
I guess I'm going to look around and look at my... Is this a modern-day scenario, Randall?
Yes. We are okay. In 2009.
Okay, cool. So then I'll look at my cell phone and check the date and time.
Yes. The time is... around 9:35, is March 4th. And something else that you notice is that on your cell phone, it says no signal.
No signal. But it's not like, okay, so there's no time issues here, right? This is the time that I know that I'm supposed to.
Yes.
Like I'm, okay, all right.
Cool. Yes, yesterday actually was March the 3rd. And that,
okay.
And that Ashton, actually marks the fifth anniversary of the death of your wife. So
March 3rd. So that's 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. So 2005?
2004, wait, sorry.
2004.
Yes.
Well, must have gone on a bender. I'm going to smell my breath and check. Was I drinking last night?
You were drinking last night.
Shit.
Right next to the shoes, you find your badge from AAA, that you have been sober for 3 years.
Oh, AA, 2 A's only, AA. Not AAA. Yeah, no. AAA is the roadside assistance.
It's right, double A.
I'm going to pick up the chip and just get probably really angry for a minute, and I'm just going to go and flush the chip down the toilet, and then... I'm going to try and clean myself up, and today's going to be a new day, and I'm going to get dressed, and then I'm going to go outside.
Very good.
Kind of maybe go get some coffee if this hotel is it a hotel or a motel?
It's a motel. So let's stop where you're about to open the door, and let me go to the other two. Very good. Steve, here's what is happening. You wake up with pain in your skull. You don't recognize the bed that you're lying on. From the terrible decor and basic furniture you see around, you kind of conclude that you are in a low-rate hotel room.
And I've been occasionally drinking since Henrietta won't see me anymore, but I don't usually wind up in places like this. Am I right?
You are right. Okay. You are fully dressed. You even have your shoes on.
Okay, like a suit?
Yes.
Gotcha.
You know, the one that you use to travel around.
Okay. Oh, so I'm traveling. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. What kind of traveling was I doing? Like, I remember taking a plane trip, a bus trip, something like that?
No, you were driving. You were actually driving. Remember that you work for a bank, right?
Right.
So you decided you were moving to visit someone. You don't recall exactly who because you have a blank memory at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were just wearing your normal clothes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Well, do I take it from there? Yeah. Okay. So I will, roll out of bed and put my, feet on the ground, kind of rub my head a little bit and look around. Is it, like you said, it's a low rent place. Is it like a hotel room kind of thing?
Looks like a motel room. This one doesn't even have a bathroom.
Doesn't have any bathroom. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. It's just got a bed, desk, a chair.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of the desert, but it's not very well kept, though. This is the picture. The glass is broken.
Gotcha. You said there's a sink, right?
No, there is not. There is not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, nothing. No bathroom here, no sink. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right.
I'll go take a look at myself in the mirror and take out my handkerchief and just kind of clean myself up, kind of rub myself down, straighten my tie, that type of thing.
Yeah. As you're looking at the mirror, then you have a quick flashback. The last thing you remember is that you stop at the roadside restaurant for a bite, something to eat. And then you were sitting there, and a guy in dark glasses, shades, came to you. The face of the man is very blurry. You cannot make out what his face looked like. But then he turns to you and says, are you from these parts? And then you answered no. And to that he replied, okay, I need a favor from you. That's all you remember.
Gotcha. Whoa. All right. It's a tough bender. Okay. Yeah. After I'm kind of through straightening myself up, I will look around and see if I have any possessions like my wallet and keys sitting nearby or if they're in my pocket still.
Yes. Still in your pockets. Still where you have them. And you see a calendar, in front of you. Calendar marks March 4th, 2009. And now you remember that it's been 5 years since that dreadful night.
Gary and your husband walked out of the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh.
You were waiting outside of the restaurant, and you noticed your lover with her husband coming out. And when she saw you, she kind of panicked and rushed towards the street. Kind of trying to distract, her husband so he wouldn't see you. And that's when a car ran over her.
Oh, that's much worse. I thought she was running away from me since I've tried. Have I been able to see her since then at all? And she...
Not at all. You...
Not at all.
Pretty much after that night, you kind of started running after the car hit her. And you started running and never called her. Again, you don't know if she's dead or alive.
Was that an accident, or was I that I happened to be there, or was I being jealous and tailing her and her husband?
It was more out of jealousy.
Out of jealousy?
Yes.
So I came there to confront him and let him know. Gotcha.
Yes.
Wow. It's rough. 5 years ago.
5 years ago, exactly. Yesterday.
I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here now. I gotta get moving. So I will, again, if I feel like I'm confident I have my belongings. I'm going to, so I got to get out of here, man. And that's too much reality, too much darkness. Like I said, I feel like I've got all my stuff. I'm just gonna leave. I just gotta go. Just gotta get out of here. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta go. I'm gonna run away. Maybe go to a bar. Maybe just get on the road and drive till I find one. A few states away. Yep.
The light coming through the window, you notice that, you know, could be like midday.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Must have tied one on last night. Does it, yeah, like I said, I can't really freshen my breath or anything. There's not even water to drink. But yeah, I'll just head out in the hallway and see if I can get to my car.
Okay. As soon as you grab the door handle, we're going to stop there.
Gotcha.
I will call up Shaq now, if you don't mind putting down your headset. So, Bale, you wake up with pain in your skull. You don't know the bed you're lying on. Mm-hmm. You look around, and from the terrible decor and basic furniture, you'll say you are in a low-rate hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
You're fully naked.
Oh, boy.
You look around, and your white shirt, blue jeans, and boots lie next to the bed. They're sitting there on a pile.
Neatly?
No.
Mm.
What do you do?
Do I feel hungover? Is this familiar?
Yes. Yes, it is familiar, actually.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Well, standard operating procedure. Go over to my pants and make sure I haven't lost all the things that I had with me. Do I have a wallet?
Wallet, keys.
All that's with me?
Yes.
All right. I must have done this. Fumble around for... do I have a bag of any kind?
Not with you. You actually look around. There's no bathroom here. It's one of those motel rooms that, you know, only have a bed, a small desk across the bed, a chair, an old TV also is sitting there.
Hmm.
One of the corners of the room.
I have any memory of last night at all? Does this feel like a total blackout or what's going on?
The only memory that you have is that you were on, you remember being on a roadside restaurant where you stopped for a bite to eat.
Oh.
Then you saw a guy in glasses. He approached you. You know, you cannot make out his face. It is blurry on your memory.
Hmm.
Then you vaguely remember that he turned to you and asked you if you were from these parts. You said no. And then he said, okay, I need a favor from you.
Whoa. And that's the last thing I remember.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look out the window. Are there blinds, curtains?
Yes. The blinds tell you that probably is mid-morning.
Okay. Do I see any signs of, I mean, is it urban?
You know, it's one of those blinds that you cannot open.
Oh, gotcha.
You cannot see outside.
Okay.
You have some light coming in.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh, I need some water and a couple of Advil. Guess I'll get dressed and look for a hotel key or key card.
Okay. Now you don't have any with you.
I don't?
No.
So, I don't have any bag with me either. What was I driving? Was I driving a car on my way to somewhere?
You don't remember. Yes. The last thing you remember, Mr. Bale, you were traveling. Yes. You know, that's why you stopped by that restaurant on the highway.
Okay.
Were you visiting your mom? I believe she was ill.
Oh, really? Okay. Right. Now it's coming back to me. You know what I need is an Advil and some water and eggs. That's what always restores the memories, whether I want to or not. But I am hungry, so I guess I'm going to get dressed and go out the motel door.
Okay. As soon as you grab the handle on the door, we're going to stop and call everyone else. Okay. We got everyone.
Hey.
So...
Mm.
At this moment, the three of you open the door of your corresponding rooms.
Oh, hello
hotel,
there.
And you come outside, and this hotel, this motel is actually has kind of a U structure, you know, with arms are on both sides. You kind of come out of the three rooms at the same time. The whole construction is, as I said, is a U-shape structure. Yeah, that's
right. So you can see all the other people's front doors.
It's pretty much when you come out, you see there are two more people coming out from their corresponding rooms. Maybe there is a garage around the corner of the motel. You cannot see very well from here. What you do see is that on the courtyard, there's the main road that goes across the what you now see seems to be kind of a desert. So there's the main road passes by right in front of the hotel. There's a small patch of concrete with dried up bushes, and there's an old neon sign that stands identifying the motel. It's got kind of a picture of a crow with two feathers on its head, kind of a Indian warrior style.
Do either of these guys look like the guy that I remember talking to yesterday?
No.
Okay. They're not important.
It's a crow, right?
It is a crow, yes. Let me not put actually a picture. No, let me put a picture of the...
I hope you didn't meet any crow people, Steve. This is a whole different scenario.
Talk about you guys, man. You guys. Bunch of strangers.
I'm hoping somebody knows who I am. I'm doing that familiar thing where I'm sort of like testing various symptoms and thinking what's in my blood right now still. Do I feel, what kind of crash am I feeling? Is it alcohol, something else?
You don't know now. It could be something else. So I just uploaded the logo of the motel.
Gotcha.
And are there any cars or something for this or just in the chat?
No, just on the chat.
Okay.
Are there any cars or anything, or it's just nothing but that little brush-covered patch of concrete?
Actually, now that you ask, there is an orange-red Ford Torino Cobra.
Oh, what?
God.
What's the license plate?
In front of it.
What's the license plate?
You take a look at the license plate, and it is TFG314.
I run downstairs as fast as I can.
You guys see that. A guy coming out from a room and starts running downstairs.
Like, well, how about this? This is like very perfect movie description of exactly what happened. Walk out, bleary-eyed, kind of like rubs his eyes, gives a little stretch in the sun, looks out, kind of like surveys the surroundings, sees both of you gentlemen come out, gives a like a one-hand, you know, quick acknowledgement, like wave, you know, good morning. Eyes drift down to the scenery in the parking lot and to the car. Sweet. And then to the license plate, and just like run as fast as I can down to the car. In the car?
I'm walking zombie-like toward it, transfixed and mouth wide open.
So that's the only car around, right? The only vehicle anywhere.
That's the only vehicle you see.
I take the car keys out of my pocket and look at them and see if they would fit.
Say again?
Okay, wait.
Let's
first off, I think I'm getting down to the car first, because I'm just running.
Yeah, I'm not going fast. Speed. No, yeah, I'm not shuffling toward it.
Okay. I'm not even really going to the car just yet. I want to check my pockets and see if I have keys.
Yeah.
Because I know I have car keys. Do they happen to be that car?
You have car keys. They're not from that car. Actually, when you're doing that, Mr. Connor, can you ask them... And Bale, put down your headsets.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Connor.
Yes.
You see the car. You remember the day of the accident. One more time. You see Harriet turns her head to stare at you and begins to walk faster. She steps into the traffic and is run over. You see her husband racing towards her to help her.
So he wasn't hurt, but she was. Are you trying to tell me that this is the car that ran over Sweet Harriet?
You don't know for sure, but it was dark night. You were paying attention more to her than anything else.
Yeah, okay.
You remember, yes, a flash of red, maybe.
Yeah, it's...
And then running away because he was a hit and run.
Sure. It's a rough memory, but that doesn't sound like it's enough for me to think this is the car or whatever. I mean, if I just had a flash of red, it could have been any car. So, yeah, my mind doesn't even go there, I guess. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to think of a way to get out of here. And that is, like I said, I got to go. I got to get out of here somehow. I'm just not interested in being around here and dealing with reality. So if I can't – if that's the only car out of here and that guy is running towards it, Max is running towards it, I guess I will kind of pick up my walk as well to go faster.
Okay. Very well. Let me get back to you. Can you put the headphone down again? Chad, let me know when you're listening.
I'm in now. Sorry.
Okay. So yeah, as soon as you see that car on the street, I mean on the park in front of the room of the motel, you were driving that 5 years ago. Remember?
Oh yes,
you were driving. You were driving that car, and as you take a look at the car again, yes, you realize it was your car.
This is the actual car?
Yes. You do remember the day of the accident, and the woman, you remember the woman entering the road without looking, but you were too high, you were too drunk, and you didn't have a chance to react, right? You hit her, then she bounces over the hood of the car.
Mm.
You cannot think clearly. You cannot think clearly, and you just stomp on the pedal and flee from the place.
Yeah, I remember. And I remember I tried to get rid of that thing, right? Didn't I try to get rid of that car?
You tried to get rid of that car.
And it worked.
Did you sell it? Or just, you don't recall exactly what happened.
Mm.
Did you hide it? You don't recall.
I haven't had it for years.
Definitely not the car you've been driving now.
Now, how do I know this is the car? I see a ding that I recognize, or is there something?
Oh, yes. You remember the plate.
Oh, now I remember the plate. Oh.
And you see a man rushing towards the car. The one that just came out from one of the other rooms.
Okay. I'm going to pick up my pace and hold out my hand. Hey, hey, hey. I'll call out to him.
Okay. Let's call him all again. Back to the scene. We see Max's character rushing towards the car.
Just like run down. Look in the car. Look in the windows. I'm like running all the way around the car, checking the doors, trying to see if it's open, trying to check the trunk.
This other guy that you just sort of half waved to is now shouting, "Hey, hey, hey! Is that your car?"
No, it's not my car. It's the car of the man that killed my wife.
Oh, crap.
Do I recognize this guy now?
I throw up. I just let it go. Whatever else
over the railing.
I was jogging down. Oh, right over a railing. Let's give it some distance. So there's a lot of splatter.
Like halfway down the stairs.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that whatever restaurant I was in, that seems like a burrito on the way up. It's hard to tell.
Is this your car? And I point at the other guy, Steve.
Me?
Who's not throwing up.
Yeah. I've never seen this car before in my life.
Neither I.
Can I make a psychology check on both of these guys, Randall?
You can roll. Sure.
My psychology is a skill specialty, so that's two dice.
Oh.
A six and a three, so I'll take that six on Steve is who I was checking out first. And then a four. On Chad.
Okay. You cannot, you can tell that they look, both of them look a little bit startled, like by all this.
Steve specifically said, "I've never seen this car before in my life." And I rolled a six on Steve.
Yes. And maybe he was looking the other way when he said that.
Oh, you mean he turned his head away when he said it?
Yeah.
In kind of really? Like a sheepish, like untruthful kind of way.
Like, you know, you are not 100% sure though. It's like he looks scared. He looks at the car. He's taking a good look at the car, up and down. Maybe he's not sure if he has seen it or haven't seen it before. You cannot tell.
I'll say, I ask you again, sir. Have you ever seen this car? Is this your car?
Look, buddy, this is a bad day for me. I don't know where my car is right here. I don't.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, that's too bad. It's been a bad day for me for the last 5 years since my wife was murdered.
Oh, he says 5 years.
Yeah.
Throw up again.
All right. I will have to ask only Steve to remain on the call.
All right.
Randall.
Here we go.
I'm out.
Oh, God.
Steve.
I recognize this car now.
When he says that, you do recognize the car. Yes, that's the car.
The 5 years.
Guy. Oh. That guy. Yes, that's her husband.
Oh. The world's starting to spin. Oh.
You have never seen this guy before, but you kind of remember, like, as soon as he says that, and, you know, the car, the situation, and you remember seeing his face when he rushed towards Harriet. Yeah.
Oh, God. This is the guy. But just as much pain as I am.
You do know this is not the car, Joe. This is not your car, though.
This is definitely not my car, but no, it is not. The car that was there.
Yes. Yeah. You are not, you cannot be certain 100%, but it looks exactly like that car.
Gotcha.
All right. Let me call them.
Okay.
Yeah. You cannot tell if he's, you cannot tell. He's confused. He looks confused.
Yeah. I'll take out my keys and go, look, this is not my car. I don't know, man. This is not my car.
Are those the keys to this car?
The keys that I'm holding up out of my pocket? No.
No.
I'm going to put my hand in my pocket. You said something about keys, and I'm just going to feel the keys without taking them out.
you feel the keys in your pocket.
And are those keys familiar to me?
Yes, those are your keys.
To what car?
Looks like a Toyota.
Oh, some other car.
Yes.
Oh, I feel a sigh of relief. Stomach now empty.
And then you remember those are the keys of your truck.
Great. I look for a truck. There's no other vehicle in this courtyard, right?
No, sir.
I'm just going to let those guys deal with their thing. I'm just going to quietly slip over to see if there's a garage, maybe.
Hey, buddy. Where are you going?
I don't know. I don't feel so good.
Yeah. Well, seems like you got everything up. Why don't you just stay right here? Is this your car?
No.
Hang on.
Keys on you?
Who do you think you are telling us what to do, man?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I saw what rooms you came out of. I'm going to go into the office, call the police, and stay here and make sure that this car doesn't leave. Because this is the car that murdered my wife. If you have a problem with that, I don't care.
That's terrible. That's terrible. It's terrible. I wish you luck with that.
Max, you said before that you were trying the doors. You noticed they're open.
Oh, man.
Oh. Okay. Well, that would have severely changed things. All right, so...
Doors of the car.
Open it, and I'm going to go to the glove compartment, see if I can pull out any registration or information on the owner of the car.
I continue to walk away looking over my shoulder.
Yeah, as soon as you open the car, there are a few things that you do notice, okay? The glove compartment seems to be closed and locked, but you do notice a few things around. There's a jacket on the back of the car, and that is your jacket, Ashton.
No. What?
Yes.
I don't have any keys on me, do I?
No, you don't.
So that's my jacket. Is there anything in my jacket? I'm going to search for the jacket.
You find... There are keys in one of the pockets of the jacket. There are four keys in total.
No. Is there a key to this car?
Yes.
What the?
Oh, man.
I'm, like, trembling right now.
The other
like,
two
I'm, like, shaking with anger. I have, like, no idea what's going on.
Okay, yes. The other three keys, Ashton, they have numbers on it. One of them has the number of the room you just came out from. Okay, so you're going to open the glove compartment. What are you guys doing? What are Connor and Bale doing? Are just standing there as he searches the car?
Go ahead.
I'm walking away, looking over my shoulder, but I'm going to look for some kind of garage where said truck might be.
Okay.
I'm going to stand there for a minute and kind of just like stare at him, kind of just really, really sort of confused and lots of emotions. And then I'm going to kind of walk around the side of the building to see if I can, you know, see if there's any place to park in the back or something like that, like back by the trash cans or whatever.
Very good. So at this moment, let's do the following. You two guys, put down your headsets and I'll let you know when to join back in.
Okay. Max will be on mic. Okay.
Right, Max. You open the glove compartment, right?
Yep.
With the keys. And there is a loaded 38 revolver.
I take that and I stick it in my, like, waistband.
Okay, make a quick spotting roll.
Okay.
Let's see if you can spot.
I don't have that as a specialty, so just one die. But the 4.
Okay. Looks like there are a couple of bullets.
You mean missing or fired? Like, there's casings that have been used.
No, you don't see casing around in the car.
No, they wouldn't be in a revolver. A revolver, they stay in until you empty them from the chamber.
Oh, yes, they are in that case, they are in the chamber, 2 of them.
So, but they're empty.
Yes.
There's a couple empty rounds that have
correct.
Been fired.
Correct, a couple empty rounds, correct.
Okay, I put that in my waistband, and I will... there's nothing else in the glove compartment?
Yes, there's a small plastic bag. And it's got a weird substance that you don't recognize right away.
Okay, I'll put that in my pocket.
Okay.
And no registration, no insurance, no information on the owner of the car?
No, no papers.
Okay, I'm going to go around and open the trunk.
Okay. You open the trunk, and the first thing you do see is a body. There's a corpse.
Oh, fuck.
That is worth a sanity check.
Okay. That's a 6, so my sanity goes up to 2.
Okay. You see that his hands and feet are tied with tape. The mouth is also covered and on the same using the same tape. You do notice a head wound. And first glance, you can tell there's a bullet hole in his head.
Oh, God.
He's got only one shoe with him.
Oh, it's starting to materialize in my brain. Did I kill this guy? Did I kill my wife's murderer?
Here's the thing. You got a flashback. And okay. This guy is the same man that approached you on the restaurant with glasses.
Okay.
He came to talk to you, asking you for a favor. This is that guy. Now, okay. Next to the body, there's a digital camera.
Okay. I'm going to look through that.
There are only 4 photographs on the camera when you switch it on.
Okay.
And you see yourself, this guy that is in the trunk, and the 2 other guys that just came out from the other rooms, all alive, sitting next to what seems to be a bonfire somewhere in the desert, having a great time.
Which guys? So me?
That guy and the other 2 guys that just came out from the rooms.
Dead guy and Chad, Steve, but not me.
You don't see yourself,
but
someone.
I assume someone took the picture.
Right, and there's another man that you do not recognize, but the image is kind of blurry, and he is not focused on the camera. It's like, you know, he was moving maybe, and because of the bonfire light, and everything, you know, you can you cannot recognize his face.
Okay. All right. So that's the first picture. Second picture?
No, those, you know, you see the 4 pictures, you know, of these different scenes. Like in all of them, it's pretty much the same. You see the dead guy hugging you and smiling while looking at the camera. This was, you know, the digital photos, they have the timestamp they were taken last night.
What the fuck? Okay.
Now,
I'm gonna close.
In one of the photographs, you do see 2 cars, right? That are sitting right behind the guys having a good time. One of them is this car, and the other one seems to be a green sedan. Something that calls your attention is that it has like bull horns on both sides, on the sides of the car.
Hmm. Okay.
What are you doing?
So I'm going to close and lock the trunk.
Okay.
Then I'm going to close and lock the car. I'll take my jacket out, put my jacket on, close and lock the car.
Okay.
What are the other two keys that I have?
Look like room keys. One for your room and the other one for two other rooms in this motel. And you do a quick check and pretty much they match the other two rooms where the other two guys came from.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and collect them. I think Steve is still close by, but Chad
okay, so let me call them
further in. Away. Yeah.
Max?
So I think, Chad, you wandered off, or starting to wander off, so I'm going to like run towards you and get you and be like, hey, both you guys.
Oh.
As I run past Steve, I'm going to beckon him.
What?
Hey, look. I'm going to pull out the digital camera. I'm going to show them the pictures. I'm like, look, I don't remember what happened, but we were together last night. And there's...
Really?
I think...
You do...
I think maybe my wife's murderer was there.
Let me interrupt you there for a moment, Max. As you show in the camera, well, I assume you show camera to both...
both of them, yeah.
Yeah, Connor and Bale. You guys see... That yeah, he's passing through the pictures, and you are there together with two more guys that are not there with you. You know, there you see pictures of the three of you and two more guys. And you know, there are only four pictures that you have seen so far, and he's passing through. And it's dark. There's the bonfire, and you're drinking beers. You seem to be having a good time. On the pictures, according to the pictures, a couple of cars can be seen on one picture. And one of the cars is this car you're seeing here.
Really?
Parked. And the other one is a green sedan. And it calls your attention because it's got kind of bull horns on both sides. Kind of Texas style.
So do I recognize that guy that I remember that said... Okay, are you from around here? No.
Yes. Let's see. Both of you. I will need to talk first to Steve and then to Chad.
Okay.
All right, Steve. The guy on the pictures. Yes. One of them is the guy that approached you. You know, on the restaurant. You assumed to be yesterday, and one of the pictures, he's hugging. Max character.
It's hugging Max.
Yes. And the other pictures you see that you are there with Chad's character and this guy and one more guy, but the image of that guy is kind of blurry. You cannot see his face. Maybe because the light from the bonfire was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So kind of moving, so you cannot see it. All right, let me call Chad.
Good. Can I ask real quick before you go?
Sure.
When he's hugging Max, is that like reciprocated? Like everyone's kind of drunk and oh hey buddy, that exactly. Kind of thing.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let me call in Chad, and please put it down. Chad, let me know when you're back.
I'm not back. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. When you're taking a look at the pictures, you do notice that one of the guys. You know, these pictures are like four guys having a good time. One of them you see. Max character hugging this guy, the one that approached you at the restaurant to ask for a favor, yeah. Right? And there's another man you do not recognize. You pretty much is not one of the guys that is there. You can clearly see that because they are sharing the same picture, but you cannot see his image because it's kind of blurry. Maybe the light from the bonfire wasn't good enough, so you know it's kind of moving. This is one of the old digital cameras, so you can see that his face was moving too fast and he didn't catch it.
Yeah, okay. So I recognize the restaurant guy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, and there's bonfire, and this car is there, and I'm having a blast. This Torino.
Yes, on one of the pictures, you see the two cars. One is the Torino, and the other one is a green Sedan.
And there I am. I look drunk. I guess I recognize myself in pictures drunk, right?
You do look drunk, maybe high.
Maybe high. Okay. Okay.
You're kind of starting to feel it now. And this is not only alcohol. You were using some other drugs.
Yeah, does it feel familiar? Cocaine?
Cocaine for sure. Yep. Yeah. You know, that taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, something else. You cannot tell.
Can I don't know if we're alone on the mic at this point, but I think I probably cumulatively just seeing the car and all this might need to roll against sanity. That's up to you.
Yes, you do. Go ahead and do that. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it's one at this point, and if I roll a one, it stays. If I roll anything higher, it goes up.
Up to two.
So I have rolled a three, so it goes from one to two.
Correct. All right. So let me call the other guys. So, yeah, that's what you're doing, Max. You're showing them Ashton. Ashton is your name. You're showing them the picture right now. They're looking at them.
Who is this guy you're hugging? Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Connor's getting a little upset.
I don't know. I just met the guy. Came up to me at the diner. Was it yesterday, Randall, or a couple days ago?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. This guy came up to me at a diner. I was just passing through. Had to get some lunch, and this guy came up to me, and all I can remember is that he asked me if I could do him a favor.
But yeah. Wait a minute. What diner? Do you remember the name?
No, you don't. No, you don't.
That same thing happened to me. Get out of my head.
Yeah, this same guy saw me at a diner yesterday and asked if I was from out of town when I told him no, I was just passing through. Oh.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he asked me.
Yeah, same.
At this point, I walk around. Like I said, his emotions are getting away from him a little bit. He walks around to the driver's side of the car and starts laying on the horn. Let's get this guy out here right now.
No. Okay. I pull you away from the car.
Why?
Don't touch me.
Wait. Just calm down. We don't want to draw attention to this car.
Why not?
What are you talking about?
Come here.
Look, that guy's in the pictures, and that car's in the pictures.
Yep. I'm starting to piece this together, and I think we can figure this out, but I think we all need to help each other. So just look at what's in the trunk.
What's in the trunk?
Bring them over, and then we're all standing in front of the trunk and unlock and pop the trunk.
Oh, God.
And you see a body there. There's a corpse.
Is it the guy?
The guy on the picture. Yes.
It's the guy. Holy smokes!
Oh my God, this day sucks.
Make a sanity.
Absolutely.
Anything other than a one is bumps up, right?
You go up by one.
Yeah. I have rolled a one.
Oh, you bastard.
You're entirely cool.
All right, guys, so let me describe what you see. You do see a body there. Clearly, this is the guy on the picture. He seems to be gagged with some type of tape. Both hands and feet are tied with the same tape. You see that one of his shoes is missing, and clearly he's been shot on the head.
Oh, great.
Been shot.
And, guys, I found this in the glove compartment, and I, like, take the gun and I throw it into the trunk and I say, there's spent casings in here. And then I pull out this bag of unknown powder and I say, and there was this in there too.
Oh, let me see that.
So is there like it's a revolver and there's empty casings in there?
It's a revolver and there's live rounds and spent rounds in there.
Gotcha.
Spent casings.
And then there's a bag of drugs.
Oh, I'll grab.
No, unknown substance.
I'll grab that unknown substance. Just to take a quicker, a closer look.
You know what this is?
Let me just check for a second.
Make a roll, Chad.
Great. I bet that's an expert.
Go ahead, Mr. Bale. Make a roll.
All right. Now, I'm looking at my sheet here. It wouldn't be an expert thing.
No, just roll.
Standard. All right. Mm-hmm. Now.
Well, you know, no, do the expert. Do the two die.
Two dice, okay.
Yeah, two dice.
The higher one is a six.
Oh, it seems to be Pijote? How do you call it in English? Let me put it down here.
No, it's the same. Peyote.
Peyote.
Peyote. Oh, peyote. Peyote.
We're on an Indian reservation.
But not the buttons. Just
no, it's a powder.
Powder.
Well, that's not what I was hoping for. Damn, no, I don't think this is a good time to do that. Mm. That's the kind of thing that does not take the edge off, that puts edges on.
What is it?
It's peyote.
Oh.
Yeah. Peyote.
Isn't that made out of cactus?
Yes, in fact, it's made from the bud of the, maybe cactus, I forget.
Is any of this now between that and the sign or something like that bringing anything back about where we were headed or where we were yesterday to any of us?
No, nothing at all. You look around and there's just the motel in the middle of the desert, the highway in front of the motel.
Guys, I wouldn't be surprised if we're on an Indian reservation somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Look, I say we go into the office. See if they have any coffee. See where the heck we are, because I am not for the life of me remember before this guy talked to me yesterday. At the
we can't.
Well, what,
we
the, can't. What the hell are we going to do, man? What?
We can't just...
Well, we got to figure out where we are first.
Yeah. You go into the office, and I'm just going to look around a little bit and get my bearings.
Look, we can't leave this gun here. What if somebody else has another set of keys? Someone's already been shot once. It's too dangerous. I don't have to be the one to take it, but we can't leave this thing sitting in a car.
Is that guy wearing gloves?
Who, me?
Max.
Yeah. No, the dead guy?
No, Max.
Max. Oh, the guy kind of handling it. Yeah.
No.
Cool. I'm just going to just scout around a little bit. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, I'm going to grab... I'll grab the gun. Steve says that. I'll just put it in my waistband.
That sounds good.
Okay. What are you doing, Chad?
I am going to look for a garage. I'm looking for my truck.
Okay. Yes. You do see there's could be a garage or, you know, some sort of, yeah, could be a garage. It's that thing right next to the motel.
Okay. I'm going to go over to it. See if I can get in.
Okay. Yeah. You get there and, it is open. You do notice some mechanical tools, inoperable appliances, maybe retired from the rooms.
Mm.
And there's a red truck, red lorry. But that is in a state of beyond repair.
Huh. That's not my truck.
That's not your truck.
Okay.
Make a spot hero roll.
Sure. Looking for anything that would tell me I think just a single die, probably.
Single die. If you don't have it as a specialty or...
I don't. And let me look. Realizing etiquette and psychology are weaknesses. So is realizing a kind of spot hidden, or is that like more like an idea role?
Realizing what? I'm sorry?
I have under skill weaknesses. Realizing is one of them, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To make sense of things, let's say. No, but you don't. No, that's not going to be a weakness right now.
All right, so I got a straight 5.
Yes, okay. So you do find a couple of gas cans lying around close to the truck.
Oh, okay. To the broken truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just pick them up real quick and sort of swish them.
Okay. Yeah, they're full. They're full.
Great. Note for later. The truck looks all broken down. It's gone for...
Oh, yeah.
And my truck's not in here?
No.
Damn.
It's empty, other than this truck.
I look for keys in the, you know, under the floor mat or actually in the ignition.
No, there are no keys.
Now it's an older truck, you say?
Yes.
Pretty easy to hotwire if I need to.
Oh, yeah, but you do notice is that, you know, you cannot, you know, you have some mechanicals, right?
Very much so. Yes.
Yes, and. I will tell you without even having to roll that you cannot repair this truck.
Oh, really? Okay.
Beyond repair.
Spark plugs are missing, or yeah, whatever. Okay. Oh, great. All right. And I look around for parts that would fix it. That doesn't pan out, right?
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, okay. you know enough to take a quick look around, start, you know, oh, this is missing this part completely, and yeah, you don't see it anywhere in the garage.
All right, damn. Well, there is that other car. Gee. All right, so I'm gonna go back. I'll go, you know, check the office to see if he's in there. If sorry,
okay, I believe they wanted to go there. So probably you're gonna run into them. Let me call them again.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was on solo.
You know, I've been listening the whole time too, man. I didn't realize you were solo. Sorry if I screwed that up.
It's okay. It's okay.
So what'd you find at the garage?
Yeah, explain what I found in the garage. Yeah. I tell the truth. There's a truck in there, but it's toast. There's no.
Let's wait for Max also to come back.
Okay. Oh, I was here the whole time. I was
but I
muted.
Don't tell Max.
I didn't know it was solo either.
Okay.
Don't tell Max. Yeah.
Well, you already told me. So, ha. Huh?
Hey, while he was gone, were there any other pictures on that camera, on that digital camera, or just like the two or three?
There was only four.
Only four. Yeah, all depicting like a great party of the desert.
Mm-hmm.
There's
gotcha.
A party at the Moon Town.
Yeah, let's go to the.
So is there? Office. Yeah, is there? First question, most important, is there coffee?
So you're heading towards the office, right? Give me just one sec. You're heading towards the office.
That's where we make sure that trunk is closed and locked.
Sounds
good. Yeah. Closed locked.
Ashton was making sure that that was happening. You do enter, and yeah, you do see a coffee table full what seems to be ashtray with a pyramid of cigarette ends. There's also a sofa. Maybe it has some ugly stains, maybe dry dog urine stains. There's a 15-inch TV set on one stand high on the wall. On the rear, you see the counter with the bell. Seems to be a register right next to it. What are you doing?
Okay.
I'll ring it.
Oh, great.
And there was coffee there, you said?
No, it was a coffee table. No coffee that you can see around.
Table. So it's kind of like a living room.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, nice.
No continental breakfast, huh?
Nothing of the kind.
It's the occasional roadkill.
So you ring the bell. Nothing happened.
Okay, I'll get a little patient and slap it. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Hey, anybody here? There's a little room behind the register, right?
There is one little room. You do see the registration book right next to the bell. Make a spot here and roll.
Okay. Three.
Okay. Yeah, you see your name on it.
Yeah.
And three more names.
Do I recognize these two guys?
Three more.
Yeah. Who are they?
Are you guys on here? Yeah. Are you guys on this?
I check. Name's Bale. See Bale on there?
Yes, your names are on the register. Although it's got the same lettering, okay?
Like someone
the same person wrote it?
The same person
wrote
the names? All the names, yes. The three names.
What?
No last names, just your first names.
But there's another name.
We should check that guy's wallet out there. I kind of glanced out of the car.
Yes, there's another name. The name that you do not, you know, recognize any of you is Michael Mayer. That one has a last name.
Michael Mayer. Okay. I'm going to walk past the book and into the back room saying hello.
Okay.
Looking around the living room here.
Yeah, just before that, let's see, maybe one can make another roll, next roll.
Everybody?
Yeah, the three that we're looking at the registration book.
Oh, okay.
Five. I got three. A four.
Okay. Bale, you do notice when you, there are a few things that are coming out from the registration. And when you grab the book, there are a few things that start falling down from the book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pieces of paper?
Yeah, like documents. You see a bunch of documents, invoices. You see bank statements. All of them are addressed to the same Gabriel Messenger.
Gabriel Messenger?
Yes.
Is the name?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Now, you see, but you do see three envelopes, and they're thick, heavy, and they have written names on each one of them. Uh-huh. One of them has your name on it.
Oh.
And the other two correspond to two more people on that register.
I'm just going to walk away with this. Why don't you check out the coffee table, whatever you're doing over there?
What did you roll on your search? Because I got a 5.
Oh, you got 5? All right. So you do see this as well.
Oh.
So it looks like poor Connor is the only one that didn't notice it.
Oh, well, I see my name drop out on this thing, and I go, oh, what? And I just rip it open and read it.
Oh, it's got a note. It says, thank you. And there are $3,000 inside.
Oh, I open mine.
What?
And I open Connor's.
Oh, what?
$3,000 on each.
Oh, wow. I must have done something amazing. I was given $6,000. I do a little palm situation.
Why?
There's got to be a roll I can make. Get that.
You're in the office or something. You're looking
that's
for me.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, Randall, would that be a realizing role for Steve?
No, but let's see. Something else drops from the book. Seems to be a bank statement, bank receipt. And let me put that there on the folder for you guys to see.
Okay. Where would I be looking?
I'm sharing what you're finding.
Oh, on the screen?
On the screen, yes. All right. That's what you see. Let me know if you see it clearly.
Gabriel Messenger? Jeez, man. Okay.
Why is that funny, Chad?
Well, it's just Gabriel.
Player stuff.
Huh?
Player stuff, like
Gabriel. Like the angel, right? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Right. I can't see that unless everyone else has stopped talking.
12,000 minus 12,000. So.
Oh, that works.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
I like how he had 3 freaking cents in his.
Yeah.
In his.
I know.
Yeah, oh. I'll just leave the 3 cents in there. I don't know. I'll still keep the account. Why not? 3 cents? I'll get interest in like a billion years.
So
okay, we got to resolve whether or not I'm seeing this because I have some questions being a banker.
Well, yeah, there's 4 cuts of money.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe
we only received 1 payment and a double payment.
Yeah, yeah, and you didn't get paid, which is weird. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It looks like the two of us were in on some kind of job, and unfortunately, well, maybe it's better that way that you weren't in on it.
Show me that envelope.
Okay, so the envelope that is Connor's, I will have tried to obfuscate somehow.
Okay, make a roll against Steve's roll.
So we're like
Connor and Bale roll against each other. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Ah, 2.
6.
I'm gonna make a psychology roll against Chad's character.
Man.
Bale. Just to see. Because I really wasn't looking. I was paying attention to my envelope when I saw mine fall out. 4. So I don't think that.
Yeah, you know, he's got that look in his eyes, but maybe, you know, it's because of the money.
He's just a mischievous guy.
He looks greedy. He looks greedy, but you know, it's 3,000. 6,000, he said? I don't know. Maybe that's why.
So you guys were good friends with whatever that guy's name was in the car.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Sorry, Connor.
Nothing to spend it on now.
But Connor, I think you're right. I think we might need to go back and check that guy's person. Maybe he has something on him that can help us.
As I look in the at the bank statement, do I recognize the Matadero savings and loan?
Yeah, you have heard of it. Yes, it's a bank. It's a bank in Texas.
Okay, so it's like a big bank or something like that. It's not like it's okay.
Well, no, it's very local to Matadero.
Okay. Did I start off in Texas? I'm not real clear. I'm not sure if that's in my little origin story or whatever.
No, you're not from Texas.
Okay, but I do recognize in my work.
Yeah.
You're just passing through.
You have heard the name. Gotcha. You're a banker. I give you that because you're a banker.
Right. That's the only reason I was asking.
Yes.
Okay. Seems legit. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Bank clerk.
All right. I'm going to continue into that back room.
All right. So who else is coming? Just Connor?
Yeah, I'll let him have the back room. I sort of feel like I got away with that. And I will use that opportunity to totally get rid of that other envelope with his name on it.
I'm going to go outside and search the other guy if there's still nobody around.
On a side note, that's player knowledge. I learned a lot more about Max's character right then than I did about Chad's.
Totally. Okay. Let me go for another flashback. So let me stay first with Chad and then with your two.
Great.
Okay. So Chad, stay on the call.
I'm here.
Headphones off.
I'm out.
So soon as you know, after, you know, the adrenaline rush of trying to steal Connor's money, and that you are actually successful, you kind of have a flashback, and you remember that man. Are you from these parts? When you said, no, I need you to do me a favor. You raise your head as someone entered the place on the restaurant, right? And you see a logo on the door. It's red and green.
Hmm.
But newcomers are blocking it right now. So it's kind of out of your sight. So let me go back to the others.
Okay.
Call Steve.
Oh, and I should go out.
It should go out, yes.
Okay.
Steve, you have a flashback, right? After you read the names of the guys on the register and before you enter the room in the back, you do remember, you know, that man asking you if you could do him a favor, right? And someone entered the restaurant and you look at the towards the door, and you do notice the logo on the door of the restaurant. It's red and green.
Great.
Red and green. But you know, the memory is not clear enough for you to remember because the newcomers are blocking it, so you cannot see clearly.
Gotcha. Are they the newcomers coming in together?
Yes, but you do not see their faces either.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. Somebody walked in the restaurant. Okay.
Yes.
Red, so blue, red.
Yeah, let me go back to Max.
Okay.
Max, let me know if you're in.
I'm back.
Okay. So, Max, when you're taking a look at the register with the names and all that, you have a flashback. Do you remember the man asking you to do you, you know, to doing a favor? And the bell from the door, when someone enters, you rang. You look around and you see the logo of the restaurant right on the door. It's green and red, but you know it's blurry. You cannot tell exactly what the logo is. Some people are blocking it, but people just enter the restaurant, and that's your flashback. Okay,
great. Useless information. All right, awesome. A diner with a green and red logo.
That's your flashback.
All right.
It's all joined, right?
Yes. So you entered the room, Connor, right?
Yes.
And let's see. Yeah, the furniture on this room is arranged in a similar way to the rest of the rooms in the motel, you know, the one that you woke up in. The bed is made, and there are several books and clothes in disorder. A framed painting of the Virgin Mary hangs from one of the walls. Mm-hmm. Right next to the bed, there's a small night table, and there's a Catholic Bible.
Okay.
That you can clearly see from here. There are other things there that you will have to get closer.
Does the bed seem like it's been slept in?
The bed is a maid. You know, clearly, you know, whoever was here left when he woke up.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'll walk around and try to acquaint myself with the room, take a closer look and see if there's any clues, if we're the only ones here or not.
Yeah, you're alone. You're alone. And other than the few things from the night table with the Bible, there seem to be a couple of papers more.
All right, I'll look at those things, Bible and papers.
So the Bible has loose pages, and I will see if I can post them here. Let me see. The Bible is very old, right? It's one of those vintage Bibles.
Oh, okay. I was expecting one of the cheap, like, Gideons that they throw in the drawers of every hotel in the world.
No, no. Actually, let me
paste. Not a Gideon. It's a Gutenberg.
Nice.
Definitely.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. It's an old Bible.
Old Bible. Worn out. And some of those pages. And wow. let me paste the pages now. Let's see if we can rotate them here so you can actually read the notes.
Pull a corner, maybe?
Some position.
I can read it that way.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is
just for the listeners, the page has some highlighted passage.
It's like there's a number of verses. Starts off at Psalms. Psalm 39 in particular, there's a passage that is outlined in blue which says, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." And those passages, again, are underlined.
Hmm. 39 verse 4.
Let me know if you can read it.
There's another one from Book of Ishmael, chapter 31, verse 4.
Not Ishmael, Samuel.
Oh, the first book of Samuel, sorry. Yes, just an H there.
I wasn't looking, but I was listening. I was like, wait, Book of Ishmael? That doesn't exist.
That's the Moby Dick.
Yeah, there we go, yeah.
Different writer.
Yeah. Okay, so. First book of Samuel, chapter 31, verse 4, underlined is, "Saul said to his armor bearer, 'Draw your sword and run me through, or these,'" I can't read that,
Uncircumcised
fellows will come and run me through and abuse me." And then later on it says, "Do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it."
There's another one. Let me check. Let's paste it correctly.
Philippians. Yep. Philippians, looks like maybe chapter 1, verse 20, part of verse 20. It begins, "Courage, so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but is more necessary for you that I remain in the body." All right.
Whoa.
So nothing else in here, huh?
No. One more page. Yes, one more page.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just a bunch of heavy scripture.
Yeah. This one is from the Book of Ishmael. No. This one is from First Book of Corinthians. Looks like doesn't say what chapter, but it's verse 14. "If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple." So, go ahead. Sorry. It sounded like you were about to say something random.
No. So, pretty much, make a roll.
Make a roll.
Make a roll. Idea roll, or, you know, whatever your skills are.
That aboard my son's Pokemon dice. That's a one. we'll be rolling that one again.
Okay, that's pretty bad, Steve.
Yep.
What about the others? Oh, no, the others are not there with you yet.
The others are not here, yeah.
Okay. You find something else.
I do find it. Okay. Gotcha.
So it seems to be a flyer from the Indian Corral Hotel. The logo says, enjoy the traditional Texas hospitality. Pleasant break in your trip through the hot desert. Kitchen open 6:22, self-service 24 hours. Sleep tight and forget about everything else. And then visit us on US 681, drive north from the US 400, heading towards Matadero. Something that calls your attention is that the small map has some marks on it.
Mm. The smaller one?
Yes, the smaller one.
Yeah.
It's that there.
I can't really see.
Oh, okay. Oh,
there we go. Milestone 244, milestone 161, milestone 234. What's HE?
Maybe it's ME.
It looks like ME to me.
Oh.
Milestone 109 is where that one is.
Oh, man. So, and it looks like a hotel. So, well, wait a minute. Are we all looking at this or not really?
No.
No. Yes. Yeah.
You think I'm going to share anything with you, man?
Yeah, well.
And finally, this is something else that you find there.
Okay. It's this receipt that says patient, Gabriel Messenger, Matadero. Date, January 6th, 2009. I'm not sure what year we're in right now. Is that current? Like, is recent? Were we in 2009 or is this something a few years ago?
Yeah, you're in 2009.
Okay.
So we're March. We're in March.
March 2009. Okay.
Yes.
Date, March January 3rd. 6th, 2009. Page 2 of 2. Parameter results unit, range of reference, 56. Gamma, GT, alkaline phosphate, amylase. So, diagnosis and comments. Presence of symptoms consistent with degradation due to multiple sclerosis worsening. Probable loss of motor function over 70% in 4 to 6 months. Plan killing treatment proposed. Or pain killing treatments proposed. Excuse me. So, okay. I'll gather all these things together. And is there anything else, Randall? I'm sorry. I don't want to jump the gun.
No.
Okay. Again, there's nothing else in there except for that. I'll grab these things together. And I'll say, hey, guys, look. So it looks like somebody named Gabriel Messenger was the proprietor of the hotel, or at least he lived here and managed it. He looks like he was sick and maybe having thoughts of suicide. I want to go out there and see if this guy is Gabriel Messenger, or maybe that maybe he's Michael Meyer, the guy in our trunk. But I show them the papers and kind of leave them there on the counter.
Okay. So you guys can make a roll.
Okay.
Kind of idea roll.
Oh, is this realizing, perhaps?
Yes, realizing.
All right, that'll be a minus one.
Realizing from the Bible passage, maybe.
Oh, yeah. So I rolled a 5, but now it's a 4.
I rolled a 3, and now it's a 2.
Bale, well, you being in and out from, you know, support clinics, and you have seen this before, here and there, maybe. You don't recall. But those passages, all of them maybe refer to death, suicide, life after death, like life after suicide.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this, I'll share that. This, just connecting the dots here, these passages all seem to point to some kind of self-destruction here. This one has to do with suicide, and this one does. But that doesn't check out with somebody who's bound and gagged in a trunk, does it?
Yeah, I wonder if it's the guy with the blurry face in the pictures. I wonder if that's Gabriel.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the distasteful job of going to the trunk and seeing if the guy has a wallet on him.
I'd like to, while they're doing that, I'd like to not be close to the car whenever possible, and I'm going to take just a little walk out to the road to see if I can see any milestones.
Mm.
Cool. Good idea.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll search the body.
Yeah, you all do that, and you don't find any IDs or anything.
No IDs or anything. Okay.
No.
Great. What's the gas gauge on the car?
Very low. Maybe you can run for about 20 miles. when you turn, are you going to turn the car on?
I just turn it on just to check how much gas there is.
Yeah, maybe 20 miles.
Okay.
And can you go back to the map, please, Randall?
Sure.
The small map with the mile markers.
What's the name of the hotel again? Does that have the initials HE?
Me. Well, look, there's a diner marked over there, but that's way more than the amount of gas than we have.
25 mile rise. Yeah.
Was there, I'm sure you probably didn't check, but was there gas in that truck that you found?
I didn't check the truck. Is there a milestone marker out on the road here? I'm looking for 109.
Oh, yes. 109.
I see it.
Yeah.
All right.
What is the territory like, or the territory? The, you say we're out in the middle of the desert. Like, is it like salt flats kind of stuff? We're in Texas, so yes, it's probably all pitted. But if we wanted to run from mile marker 109 to milestone 234 across country, that would be within the 20 miles, probably.
Yeah.
Does that look like something we could do?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Okay, just make a note of that, mental note of that. We need to see if there's anybody else in this hotel. I mean, if the manager's not here, you know, this guy's here. We need to see if there's anybody else. So I'll start banging on doors, starting with the one next to the manager.
Yeah.
I'll help with that.
You go through the different doors of different rooms, and you don't find anything. All of them are in different states of disarrange.
Nobody here but us.
All right, guys. Listen, it looks like there's no other way out of here. I found, remembering now, a couple of gas cans. So we probably can get out a little further than just down the road, although we might stop there and see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we could pass milestone 244 on our way to the diner, it seems like.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I am kind of hungry now, anyway.
I'm real hungry. I need
on,
eggs.
On top of everything. Give me all your eggs. Wait. I'm not sure you heard me correct. I said all of your eggs.
Yeah, what's that from? What's that from?
Are you asking?
Yeah, I am.
Parks and Rec?
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So let's fill it up.
Okay. You fill it up. You pretty much got up to, I will say almost full tank right now.
By emptying both tanks in, it's almost full.
Not quite.
Okay. I'm curious to know if we could hit mile marker 234 before we get back on the main or highway.
I think there's eggs in that direction.
There might be eggs. Yeah, I don't know, man. We got a dead body in a trunk, you know? I don't know if going straight to civilization is the wise move.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point of view. Why so sketchy?
Whose word is it, huh? That we didn't kill this guy? We're on the camera. In fact, you two guys had such a good relationship with him. He gave you guys thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Breakfast is on me, though, so that's fine.
All right, we got to get out of here. Got to get away from this hotel. Fine.
I suggest we go to 244 and then.
Yeah, I suggest we go to 244 and then see what happens and then go get food, because it seems like the only place around here in the frickin' desert that we can get food.
Yep. Okay.
Was there a vending machine?
There is one.
Oh, guys, my treat.
It generally doesn't take hundreds.
Nope, but that's fine. So I'm going to, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Damn it.
We got our wallets and stuff. I mean,
you do.
Vending machines take change, not, and maybe dollars, fives, maybe tens.
All right.
Not hundreds.
All right. So let's scrounge up some change and get some food. I got to put something in my stomach before I lose it again.
Tell you what, I'll buy you a ho-ho here and you buy me breakfast at the restaurant. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right.
So you approach the vending machine and you take the first one out, and you do notice so it has expired.
You know, oh,
at least 3 years ago.
Oh,
3 years ago.
Yes.
Now, but the documentation. Okay, it's just the vending machine. The documentation we found was basically current, 2009, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Not some kind of weird abandoned situation. Well, it is, but not 3 years ago. All right. Let's drive. You seem familiar with this car. Why don't you drive?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ashton is driving.
Yes, I can drive.
Where are you going?
We're going to mile marker 244.
Yeah, down the road. You know, staying on the flat stuff, and then hanging a left at 400.
Very good. So you start driving. It's about noon now, so the heat is really bad, and you start smelling the body on the back.
Oh god!
Heat okay.
Oh god!
Fuck! We got to drive back.
Why?
The hotel room.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm down with that plan. Sure.
You turn around, go back to the motel.
Yeah.
Drop the body in one of the rooms.
Yeah.
Any room in specific?
Not mine.
Not mine.
Not mine.
All right. You open one room and you drop the body there. Very humane. Get back in the car.
Oh, we've been keeper shamed. That's terrible.
Just start driving.
Was there a phone in the lobby?
Yes.
Why the heck did we not call for help?
Yeah, that's true. We could actually call it in and leave, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Although, man, this car is full of evidence now, you know, fibers, whatever. So we've got a problem. You know, if we want to distance ourselves from this, we have failed. Just saying.
I don't have any special affection for this car.
Me neither.
Me either.
This is I do. This probably is the car that killed my wife.
Why don't we put this to rest and burn it? We'll go to the diner. How do we do this? 20 miles. Oh, that's not gonna work to walk. Let's get rid of this car though. It's full of evidence. I don't want this car near me. Do you?
How the heck are we going to get through the desert in the middle of the day if we don't have a car, though?
Do you have
an idea to get another car?
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that diner, and we'll go cross-country so we're not going on the road, and we'll just leave it a few miles from where we think that diner is, and then we'll walk, you know, 3 miles, let's say.
You don't think that'll be suspicious?
What?
Walking into a diner with no car in the middle of the desert?
All right. I'm just not, I don't have a strong realization ability.
I don't want to be seen with this car though. You got that right.
Exactly.
Maybe.
But I do want breakfast. It's a real dilemma.
I wonder if that's a diner from the day before anyway, is what I'm wondering.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, it's gotta be. It's in this area. We were out in the desert drinking together.
So why don't we drive on the road?
What's weird to me is how we all met this guy in the diner at different times of obviously the same day.
Yeah.
And then we just drove down the road and we're like, well, I need to stop for the night after eating that big lunch. I guess I'll pull over on this totally opposite freeway that's got a hotel.
No, that's not what happened. None of our cars are there, right?
Maybe at the diner they are.
We got taken there. We got roofied or something.
Drugged. Yeah. I haven't drank in 3 years. I broke my sobriety. I could tell. I had alcohol in my room. I remember a headache. You know, that's why I was so angry at first. Sorry about that.
It's all right. Understand.
I flushed my chip down the drain.
You did? Oh.
3 years. Gone.
Well, it's...
Well, not gone. Not gone. No. Not gone. It was...
You're just back at day one. Just today. so hypocritical.
For your character.
Yeah.
So let's go to mile marker 244. Yeah. And then we'll pull off the road after a bit and walk into the diner. Well, we can walk back to the road and then into the diner. Maybe pull out, you know, pull the car behind some, I don't know, chaparral or whatever those.
Yep, creosote bush. I say we burn it.
Well, I'm hoping we can, once, as soon as we set that thing to fire.
It does become a big smoke signal.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to see that miles around. There's no real hiding it. But I think the first thing is to get to the diner and uncover that mystery and hopefully get our own cars. If we can get our own cars and get out of here, it doesn't matter what we do to the car.
True.
Just leave it all behind us.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Nick, you know, it's been tough, but if this other guy, this blurry guy in the photos, is my wife's murderer who owns this car, I think I can finally make peace with so.
Yeah, it seems like he might be. That checks out. All right, let's get down the road then.
Yeah.
Really want eggs.
Me too. Me too. Over hard.
All right, guys. So you start driving. The heat, as I said, is starting to, you know, to kill you on the way there. And just stop by 244, which is one of the marks on the map that is on the way to the restaurant, which is the next milestone. Well, 224, actually. So 20, around 20 miles from here. You stop by, and you see on the distance, like maybe some 50 meters, yes, some remains of something, campfire.
Huh, a campfire. Does it ring any bells from the pictures from last night?
Well, you know, the problem is that the pictures were kind of dark. You know, it was night.
Yeah.
Let's go see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
When you approach the place, you see what seems to be the remains of the bonfire. Lying next to the bonfire, there's a shoe.
Oh, is it checkout? That's the same kind of shoe.
Yeah, matches the one, you know, from the guy in the truck, in the trunk. And it seems like, you know, there are a lot of footsteps and like something heavy was dragged around. And there are a couple of, you know, two different cars, maybe tracks of two different cars.
Just tracks.
Yes.
Can I make the crazy and difficult, because it's my weakness, mechanical repair to see if I recognize my tires, you know?
You like can do it. You can make a roll.
I'd like to do the same with my mechanical expertise.
Oh, it's six, but minus one is a five.
I got a six. With plus two is eight.
Familiarity? What does that do for me, Randall?
Familiarity was...
plus two.
Sorry. Plus two.
Oh, also an eight!
Nice.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that difficult. You look back, and you can see that the one of the tracks of the cars is exactly the same of the Torino.
Oh, yeah.
But Steve, no, that's not your car.
That's not my car. The other one isn't. So there's two cars. One is the Torino, and one is not my car, right?
Correct.
Is it my car?
No, not your car.
Oh.
Where's my car?
You know, I'm just now it's dawning on me because it takes me a little while to realize things. But I think we're getting framed for this is what's happening.
Are you serious?
Well, don't you think? Doesn't it all add up? We're in this hotel. Nobody else is there.
We have our keys.
Yeah, we have this car. None of us own this car. Our evidence is all over this now. Plus, we didn't call the police right away, so that doesn't look good.
Well, the keys, you found keys in your jacket in the car. Isn't that what you told us, Austin, Ashton?
It kind of seems like it is your car. Wait a minute.
We found some more keys other than just this one set of car keys, right?
Like a keychain with multiple keys? Is that it?
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, that's true. Now, guys, now that you're standing there discussing this, make a couple of rolls for Spahina.
Okay.
One.
Four. And two.
Okay. So with the four, there's
second one is the one.
lying there right next to the bonfire. Also, you find a cardboard coffee cup, and the restaurant says, you know, with the logo of the restaurant, says Daisies.
Daisies. Does that look like what I remember, the red and blue?
Yes.
Do I recognize it now?
Yes, you do recognize it.
Yep. Well, that checks out. But
there's going to be witnesses that saw us together.
Exactly.
At the restaurant, too.
Yep. I'm starting to feel like going to the restaurant is a recipe for jail.
Ooh. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Max, Ashton, please make another roll.
Yes. Five.
You find a picture. You barely miss it. You know, one of the guys step on it on the way to the bonfire. The picture, there are two guys in the picture. Seem to be kind of from a war. Let me put the picture there for you guys to see.
What, like a Polaroid?
Yes, more like Polaroid. Let me place a picture. This is one that is very close to what you see. Not exactly that one, but give you an idea. There's a guy lying there on what seems to be a military tent, and there's one other guy praying for him, apparently.
Yikes.
Reading from a Bible. And on the back of the picture, there's some writing in it. It says, "Whatever you need, signed, Michael."
No.
And seems like the guy that is you know, lying there, seems to be someone shot him, maybe. He is the guy that was on the trunk.
Oh, he is.
Well, the guy laying there.
That's wild.
Wait, what?
With the does that tattoo check out?
Oh, like, yes. Well, you didn't check his body, but you can say that his face, you recognize it. He's younger, way younger than he is now. Maybe this picture is from, I don't know, 20 years ago?
So then...
20 plus years ago.
So then Michael is the older guy.
Yes.
Huh. So now we got a face.
And do we think that's Gabriel then? Did we? No, we decided it wasn't Gabriel in the trunk, right? Or did we rule that out? Maybe we didn't.
No. That's what I mean. The older guy is Gabriel. Sorry.
And Michael's the guy lying down? Who's Michael?
Can we see the name tapes on the guy with the Bible? I mean, I can't see it from where I am, but...
Oof. You'll have to make a hard roll for that.
Okay.
Yeah?
Nope.
One. Okay.
So I was in Desert Storm. Do any of these guys, does any of this ring a bell with my past or anything like that?
The uniform?
About 20 years ago, the uniform, it looks like it's right for the right time.
Yes.
You've been there, right?
Yes. And what you do notice maybe is that the guy that is praying, maybe he is the chaplain?
Yep.
That's what you can tell from his uniform.
Oh, I have an idea. Maybe I need to roll again on this. But... If he's the chaplain and he's got a small black Bible there, does it look like the Bible that I found?
Not really.
Not really, okay.
But no, right. It doesn't look like it. The other Bible was very old.
Right.
Very, very old.
Huh. Look at that. Maybe you hold on to that. That may be the only thing in the end we have linking like that body, Michael or whoever it is, to this guy.
You can clearly tell the guy that is lying there is the guy on the trunk, right? So one of them is Michael.
Right, but we're not sure which is Michael and which is Gabriel.
Right.
Yeah.
But it seemed Michael was signed into the hotel and, you know, there was all the Bible verses and stuff inside. So I think it's reasonable to jump to the conclusion that the guy laying down is Michael and the guy, the chaplain, is Gabriel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I had to hold on to that. Throw in the glove box or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, you know, make another roll.
Another roll?
All good.
One.
Ah!
Two.
One.
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
Let's keep with the plan. Let's
go
hide this car by the diner. Near the diner.
Oh, man. It's starting to sound like a bad
plan. If I can get my car, I want to get the heck out of here.
Yeah, let's... If any of us find a car, we can just all just go.
Leaving, yeah.
Okay. And
if we can get some breakfast while doing that, I would not be opposed.
That's where it all began.
I do enjoy the breakfast, but I'm scared we're going to get recognized.
What was the name of the diner again?
Daisy's.
You guys don't want to check out these other mile markers to see if there's something else going on, because this is only connecting with one set of memories from last night. Maybe.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
This is the one that had an X on it.
Oh, okay. The other
maybe
ones.
That's not clear from the picture. Just highlight it. But this is the only one that has an X.
Okay.
Well, I think our strongest link is the diner. If we can't get a car there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then maybe we go to the markers to continue on traveling.
Yeah, I'm good with that. But let's try just like, you know, move cautiously around the diner.
I wonder if we should come in separately.
Good point.
What are you guys doing?
We're going to drive to close to the diner. What, 3 miles?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Find some sage or creosote or whatever and hide the car.
Walk back to the road and hoof it down the road.
Yeah.
I think trying to come at different times may be a little bit much.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to drop the car and then walk 3 miles to the diner. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Stash it. Maybe we just want to go one mile. I mean, 1 mile is a long, pretty long way in the middle
in the
of altitude anyway. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just 1 mile. Very good. So are you going together?
Yeah, I think so. Right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. So you approach the diner, you drive the car 1 mile before the diner, you kind of turn and leave the car behind. Are you going to set it on fire or anything like that, or just going to leave it there?
Is there enough material that we can pile it up and find a low place and try to obscure it a bit from view from the road?
Make a roll. Each one of you. Let's see if combined make for a good roll.
4. It's not bad.
4.
8. 1.
Not enough.
I'm gonna roll again with my sanity die.
Nice. Okay.
There you go, dude. This is definitely worth it.
That's what I was just thinking, yeah.
Oh, I rolled a 5 on both.
Oh.
So how is that gonna work?
I think the rule is that, well, it definitely works. The number is the number, but
yeah.
I think that you don't trigger an insanity one unless it's higher than the others.
Right. I think it's higher. So, all right, cool. So then a 5.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you can see that Ashton has this wild look in his eyes as he's covering the car. And he repeatedly said it's the one that was used to, you know, the one that hit his beloved wife. And, you know, his eyes are going crazy and he starts kind of swearing as you are covering, you know, the car. And then you head back to the diner and, you know, you've been walking for a while. You start sweating. Ashton hasn't stopped cursing under his lips. Still has that wild look in his face. And you approach the diner. And the three of you see your corresponding cars parked outside the diner. And then this time, I'm going to ask Connor and Bale to put down your headsets.
Okay.
I will stay only with Ashton. Ashton, you don't know what it is, but on the way there, you were driving and you were looking, you know, looking, just making sure on the in the mirror, no one was following you or anything like that. And you saw one moment, you kind of take a look at Bale's face on the mirror, and it strikes you something, like a memory. Like, it is not clear for you what it is, but something. Yeah, you have seen this guy before tonight, before yesterday. You just don't remember exactly when. And you keep thinking about that on the way to the diner. And when you reach the place, it finally hits you. You remember that night, 5 years ago, when your wife was crossing the street, that the drunken driver that hit and ran your wife you get a glimpse of his face on the way out, and you didn't remember this. It was kind of a block from your memory because all the pain and suffering. But now that you see the face on the back mirror, you can see that it is Bale driving that car.
And so, I'm sorry, where is he in position to me right now?
He's walking right next to you. You're kind of approaching the diner. So, what do you want?
Okay, well, first question, Randall, how much more time in this scenario do we have?
Kind of 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. The entire part?
Yes, we're about to finish.
All right, good. Because I'm going to pull out the gun, and even though I don't really know how to work it, I'm going to try and shoot him.
Okay, let me bring him back. Okay, we got Chad. We got Steve. All right. Back. So you're pretty much right in front of the diner.
I see my car.
You see your truck. Yes.
Does this look then like we remember? This have the with the red and blue and.
Yes. Now that you see it, yes, you see the log on the door. This is the diner.
So it's a diner. Does it have a bathroom in the outside or the inside?
In the inside.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm just gonna go see if I see if all my personal effects are in my truck.
As you get to your truck, I'm following you.
Oh, really?
So, well, you think you can give me a ride?
Yeah, it sounds good. Hey, I got an idea. So I don't remember the names. It's
and then I pull out my gun.
Oh.
And I shoot you in the chest.
Oh, shit. You're fucking kidding me. So, oh my god, man. Oh, okay.
Make a shot, Max. Make a roll.
Can I oppose that? Like, just to tackle him when I see the gun come out? I'm definitely primed. This is not necessarily.
Oh, I rolled a 6. Yes.
Fuck. So what can I do?
Specifically, wait. It specifically says here, does not own a gun, nor does he have any knowledge of how to use one. So I don't know what that means, Randall.
Minus Why one. To it? So it's a 5.
Okay, so
it's
5.
It's a 5.
Okay, cool. So can I oppose it, or is this just
You can oppose it. He's clearly going to shoot you, right? Let's see how bad it is.
I'm going to tackle him to the ground, is what will happen if I get what I want. And
Well, yes, let's try to do that. He's going to, the gun is going to be shot. It's going to shoot you regardless, right?
Okay.
And let's see if you can manage to do something
and
before that happens.
Also, I'm sorry. While I shoot you, I say, you killed my wife.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I'm tackling him. No, I didn't. And I, and I'm definitely going to risk my sanity. So I'm adding a die for that. And I don't see any reason for me to have, like, an expert die of any kind.
No, that's okay. Listen, what happens is that when you're shot, you kind of fall on the ground and you start bleeding. And Ashton and Connor, please put your headsets down.
Okay. All right. I'm here.
And as you're dying, right, kind of hits you. You are Gabriel.
Okay.
You're the guy on the trunk, and you're Ashton.
Oh.
And you're Connor.
Oh, God, okay. What?
Yes. You always felt like you were the lover, a kind lover. But the truth is that as a husband, as Connor, you were bad. You will just provide for your wife, and you will notice she was being depressed, even though you love her. And she started going into depression. And then you didn't, even though you loved her, you kind of started drinking and using drugs. And on one of the, 5 years ago, you asked her, you know, to go out for dinner because you were celebrating anniversary, right? And you went out for work and you decided to go for a drink or two just before. But one of your buddies asked you to go gambling, and you started gambling, and you lost track of time. And that night, you actually won that Torino on a gamble. And you got so high, you lost track of time. when you realize that you were like 1 hour and a half late, you speed up to pick her up at the restaurant. And yes, she was there waiting for you. But as you approached the restaurant, she jumped out from the sideway and you ran over her. You were so high, you didn't know what to do. So you kind of ran away from that place, never looking back. And eventually, you know, with your savings, got a small motel in Matadero where you have been living for the last 6 years.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Now, this is as you. I will give you more information about Gabriel, but with the other scene.
Okay. Yes.
So, yeah, let me bring the others. You're both there outside the restaurants. You see Dale dying there. And gasped one last time before he kind of
died. You die knowing that this is for my wife.
Wow.
And then, Randall, I take the gun and I put it to my head and I kill myself.
Oh.
Very good. So... Oh. Steve, put down your headset.
Okay.
So the moment you blow your brains out, Ashley, you realize just right before that Bale is you. You are Bale and you are Gabriel. You are the guy on the trunk of the car.
What?
And then you remember, all comes back to you, right? You always consider yourself a good husband. And you were taking care of your wife. You were paying the bills. you were giving her a good life. But, you know, you loved her. You knew that you loved her. But you just couldn't provide time because you were providing for all the material stuff. And she fell into a deep depression, right? So 5 years ago... you were in a state that you had realized that already, and you started drinking and heavily. And you asked her for a dinner, wedding anniversary. And right before you left for that dinner, you ran into a buddy of yours, and you went for a drink. But one thing led to another, and you started gambling. And that night, you won on a gamble that Torino, and you were super happy, and you started driving. You were high, you were drunk, but you were 1 hour at least late for the dinner when you realized this. So you were running at full speed towards the restaurant. And when you approached the restaurant, yes, you saw your wife coming out from that restaurant, but you were so drunk that you couldn't stop when she, with a sad look in her face, threw herself in front of you.
What the fuck?
Right. So you ran over her with the Torino that you just won on that gamble, and you couldn't bear, you know, the pain. And you ran away at full speed from that place. And with your savings, you got a small motel in Matadero, Texas.
What?
Where you have been in the last 6 years.
No.
And yes, it was you at that picture. With that guy was Michael. That's how you knew him. And Michael was, yes, kind of a priest. But let's bring Steve back. We're lying dead there, right in front of the diner.
Yep. Holy fuck.
Oh, okay.
Steve.
Yes.
What are you doing?
So I'm kind of shocked to see all that. I look around first to see if there's anyone else nearby.
Not outside of the diner place, no.
Okay, I walk quickly over to where they are. Look at the two of them.
They're very well dead.
Yeah, I look down at Ashton. I say, Henrietta was always too good for you. And I go and get in my car, and I drive off.
What the fuck?
What?
hold on.
Before that,
that's what you want to do, right?
And, that's what I want. Yeah, I have an idea to go back and start on a burning rampage to burn the to burn first the car and then the hotel if I can.
That's okay. No, that's okay. But before that, the door of the diner opens.
Oh God!
and there's a guy there that calls you. Come over here, Connor.
I look up at him. Do I recognize him? Is he the guy from the picture?
Yes, that's the guy from the picture. That's the kind of the priest on the picture. And right. And you enter. And now I'm going to take over your character here. Okay. You enter the diner. And he starts playing a song on the jukebox. And as soon as you enter, the diner, you take a look at one of the mirrors on the side, and you don't look at yourself. You don't look at Connor. You look at Ashton. You look at Bale. You look at Gabriel, who is the guy sitting on the, you know, the dead guy on the back of that car. And the guy there starts laughing and says, "Welcome to hell, Gabriel."
What?
And we go to flat.
Oh, wow.
What was the last part?
It goes to black.
It goes to black. Awesome.
Nice.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
That was awesome.
Super cool. Yeah. It's like it's like living inside a David Lynch film or something.
Yeah. So what happened to you guys after you died then, after you were laying there?
We had like a little realization moments.
That's what we were. Chad, what was yours?
Let me
give you you know, on the flashback to Steve's character. The moment you realize that all of them are you and you're Gabriel, a flashback comes to you, and you remember that you were supposed to, you know, you used to think you were a good husband and for your wife, but you loved her, but you were not a good husband. You were not around the house. You were working all the time. Sometime down the road, you realize this. You realize she was in a deep depression. And then one day that, you know, you ask her, okay, let's book a restaurant for a celebration of our anniversary, wedding anniversary. You were heading there, and on the way out, you ran into a buddy of yours, and you decided to go drinking before going for dinner. But one thing led to the other, and you started gambling. And that day, you won the Torino in a gamble. But you were so high and so drunk, when you realized that you were like an hour and a half late, then you were running full speed towards the restaurant. And on the way there, you saw your wife and waiting for you, you know, outside the restaurant. And when you were approaching it, you saw a sad look in her face as she threw herself right in front of the Torino.
Oh.
And that you run over her, and then you hit full speed and ran away from that place because you couldn't bear the pain. And then with your savings, you get a motel in Matadero, Texas, where you have spent the last 5 years of your life before you were told by a doctor you were going to die.
Uh-huh. But
you actually healed yourself in the back of the Torino.
Wow.
So all three of us were the same.
For Gabriel, yeah. Right? Yeah.
All of you were the same guy.
Man. That's fun.
Yeah, but what I saw Chad's character running my wife over, like right. Looking in the rearview mirror and getting like a flashback to him running over my wife.
That's what you saw in the way beginning of the scenario.
No, right. That's what I saw at the end while I was dying.
When you were heading, yeah.
Oh, that's what you saw when you were dying.
No, on the way to the diner. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Oh, so you realized
that's that. Why you walked up and because you knew
that's
he
why
was
I
the
wanted
guy.
To go get have you give me a ride, you know, wanted to get you over towards your car, have you like getting into the car with your back turned and then like turn around and shoot you in the chest.
But it is true, you know, it was true. Bale actually ran over your wife,
right.
Even though you were.
It is true because we're all Bale.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Randall, this is really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm glad you guys liked it. Yeah.
Yes, there's a certain poetry to it. It's not like other... It kind of reminds me a little bit in its meta-ness of, what's the Mr. Green and Mr. White and Mr.
Paul?
Reservoir Dogs.
Right? That abstract, like, you're not who you think you are. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had a Tarantino feel to it. Did either of you guys figure out who I was? What my connection to the whole thing?
No. So why Henrietta is too good for you?
That got me.
Yeah. So I had been having an affair with Henrietta.
Oh.
He was the lover, right? You were the fragment of his mind that was the lover.
Yeah. And so what I remember from 5 years ago was I was going to confront you. And when you guys were coming out of a restaurant, she saw me and tried to hurry away so that, her husband would see me. And then that's when she got run over. That's what I had remembered. That's why I was getting really jacked up and revved up at the very beginning. I was, confused and angry and all that stuff. But yeah,
I was trying to stuff it down and just like get the fuck away from that car.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if at some point or another I should start a fist fight with Max or something. I was like, well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. This is very, very well made, Brandon.
Yeah, I'd like to run it. Yeah, I'd run it.
Yeah, I would too. This is it's a real mind fuck.
And you can run it quickly. You can run it in not much time, which is nice, right? It's like a little, poem.
Like a 2.5 hours, 3 hour scenario. Of course, put down your headset and all that takes some time.
Now,
true.
Did it plan for us for me killing myself as the character?
No. No. Here's the thing. Let me give you some background. So the ending is mine. The fragmentation is all of my creation, right? The scenario as it is written is three different people.
I like yours better.
Jesus.
Yours works a lot better.
That's a brilliant innovation, man. That is brilliant.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice. Awesome.
Now, how many people is it made to be run with three? Then
and only three. Yes, only three. The scenario is made for three people. The roles, everything is exactly the same until the very end, where I changed that. You were just everything is exactly the same until the very end.
Really,
when I kind of rough it up there.
The ending's pretty important.
Yeah.
So how does the normal one end?
Well, it doesn't. So the guy Michael is the one that actually talks to you in the restaurant. He's the one that fishes you, let's say, gets you high, convinces you to kill Gabriel, right? Gabriel pays the four of you for his suicide, or not suicide, but to kill them because he didn't want to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's I decided to twist it and give it a supernatural twist.
Yeah.
Really glad you did.
Really good.
So, and the scenario is open. Maybe you guys are gonna heal each other, and there are options there to turn into a Nyla Totep trick. There's an option for that.
Cool.
The Nyla Totep tricking you into doing it. Because you share a past. But that's how it is written. But I wanted to give it my personal touch.
Yeah, it's great relationships, and I really like the way you brought it all to one person.
Yeah, I really like
the really, really nice.
Yep.
All right, I have to
Bamboos.
Go pack,
and get
to bed. So thanks so much. This was some of the best gaming I've done in a while. That was really fun. Yeah,
it was
really,
super
really
fun.
Enjoyed it. Yeah.
Glad to hear that, guys. All right, thank you, guys. And
take it easy.
We'll be talking. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.